And this is WHCC in Holland. It's time now for Talk the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. And our Talk the Town number is 395-1450. And if you have a question along the way, feel free to call us here at any time, 395-1450. We have Grace with us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
Grace is with Wings of Mercy. And what do you, what part do you play in Wings of Mercy?
I am a flight director for Wings of Mercy.
Wow. That sounds pretty important.
Yes, it is.
So you say you go here and you go there, and
that is correct.
That sort
we
of thing?
We help identify people who could use our services.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the business of helping you find those neighbors who are in need.
Yeah.
Yes.
In case you didn't know it, Wings of Mercy, of course, is an organization that provides transportation for people who cannot afford it.
Correct.
And how do you go about saying, well, yes, you can take the ride or you can't take the ride?
Well, we have an application process. So we want to make sure that the people that we help have both a medical and a financial need for our services. And our pilots are all volunteers. They volunteer their time and their aircraft. And so we have a great safety record, and we try to maintain that. And we try to make sure that the people that we help are the people who need us the most.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was a nice article in the paper this morning about a lady who's taken a few rides with you.
Yes, yes, that's Ethel. She is a wonderful lady. She and her husband live in Hudsonville, and we have flown them many times. She is part of a clinical trial at Mayo Clinic. She just got a leukemia diagnosis.
Hmm.
So we love to help Ethel get to her appointments in at the Mayo Clinic.
Now, for many of you that didn't know, Wings of Mercy was founded by our good friend,
yes,
Pete VandenBosch, and Pete's not here this morning, so Grace came in instead to tell us about the upcoming, it's a once-a-year breakfast, isn't it?
Yes, it's our Holland Care Fair.
Yeah.
It's going to be at West Michigan Regional Airport at Tulip City Air Services, and it's a pancake breakfast that's hosted by the Lions Club, and then we'll have free flights for children ages 8 to 17 through the EAA Young Eagles program, and that's really exciting for the kids.
Mm-hmm. So the kids might get a taste of flying and maybe want to do it for a living.
Yes, we are trying to create general aviation enthusiasts. So we get those kids out there and give them that first flight, and it's wonderful, and they just enjoy it so much, and the pilots enjoy giving those rides to the kids.
How do the kids approach the how to get on the planes?
Well, you'll need to have your parent with you because there is an application that you fill out.
Okay.
It's a very well-done program that provides the children with, I think they even get a certificate that they have. Yes, yes, that they have completed their first flight and a log book and all kinds of things, all those wonderful aviation-related things that really teach the kids how it all works. Yeah, it's great. It's really fun.
This gives them a golden opportunity because when I was a kid about their age, I went out to the air show and out to the airport once in a while, and gee, it looked good to get up there and get a ride, but I never did because it cost too much for me.
Yeah, well, this is completely free.
That's nice.
And it is wonderful. So all those kids out there who look at the airplanes flying by and go, boy, I wish I knew what that felt like. Well,
yeah,
we'll give you the chance. So come on out, bring your parents. We'll get you signed up, and we'll get you on that free flight.
It feels kind of funny the first time you watch the ground disappear under
you. It does. It does. I was older when I took my first flight, and but it's so freeing. It's just wonderful.
Now, as the flight director, you work with other flight directors in
Wings of Mercy? Yes, there are two flight directors for Wings of Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are in our office, which is right there in Zeeland. It's sitting on a hill. And from there, we coordinate all the flights.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk with the pilots who are volunteering their time and connect them with the patients who are in need of our services.
Mm-hmm. Now, supposing you have make a flight to Texas, let's say, for the cancer center down there.
Uh-huh, at MD Anderson, yeah.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Well, that's a little bit further than where we usually go, but we have been there before, and we would get a pilot who has, can volunteer that much time and just connect them with the patient. Most of the time, we try to get our flights all done within a day's time. So we take some trips out to the East Coast, but a lot of our flights are to the Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, a little bit closer in.
But I imagine a lot to Mayo.
Yeah, that's a big destination for us. Lots of people go there when they need a diagnosis or a second opinion, or, they just can't figure out exactly what the problem is.
Yeah.
And so, that's where we would go.
Mayo is an establishment that will, I guess, take you in as a patient and say, well, this is the problem.
Right. So we want to help everybody have access to those answers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a person who's just wondering how you could ever even get there, you wouldn't be able to afford a flight over there, and you don't feel good enough to drive, or, don't have a car or whatever. We want to make sure that no one is denied access to that kind of medical care because they can't afford to travel.
Yeah.
So that's where we step in and help them.
All right. Now, the Wings of Mercy, I think all they give those pilots is the gas for the trip. Is that right?
That is correct. We do reimburse our pilots for their fuel. And that's about a third of the cost of the trip for our pilots.
Yeah.
Because, it's expensive to operate an airplane. So
There's
still some costs there for them, but it is wonderful how our wonderful West Michigan donors want to chip in and help with the fuel expenses.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Now, when you get this taken together, you have to get two pilots, right?
That is correct. That is correct. That's part of the wonderful safety guidelines that we have that have kept us, with this wonderful safety record. We always have two pilots on every flight. And, living here in the Great Lakes area, there's a lot of overwater routes.
Yes.
And so we never send single engines over the water. We always do twin-engine, multi-engine planes for that. So bigger planes, two pilots, and a commitment to offering the most excellent service that we can provide.
By the way, if anyone has a question as we go along here, feel free to call us. Our number is 395-1450. And we're going to take a moment here to tell you Earl's Meats time is 9:39. Buy 25 pounds of ground beef or ground beef patties and get 25 cents off per pound. And we're here with Grace, who is the flight director for Wings of Mercy, and we're talking about what's coming up Saturday. Keep that on your calendar, Mac. Better circle it on the calendar.
That's right, circle it.
Okay. As the day when you should be at the airport.
At the airport. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day.
Yeah, I can tell already. 8 o'clock or after?
8 o'clock. We start at 8 and go till noon.
Now, who's going to serve the
Well, that's breakfast? The Holland Lions Club, and they do an amazing job with our pancake breakfast. It's just so much fun to work with them. And then the Boy Scouts actually help us set the room up, and they take care of cleaning up, and they're wonderful, too. Volunteers who we'll help the kids with their balsam planes or whatever. We love our Boy Scout volunteers. So it's a real community effort to raise money to help us continue our mission here in West Michigan.
To help money pay for the gas.
That's right, paying for the gas, absolutely.
And aviation gas costs more than the gas you put in your
car.
It does.
It's quite expensive, and it's gone up a lot in the last few years. It used to, It's the biggest cost that we face.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have people who are willing to help us offset that so that our pilots can say, yes, I'll take that flight, it's what keeps us going. It truly is. Pete always says that, if it weren't for our wonderful donors, that's the reason why we can offer the service that we do. And I think Pete meant to do it that way. He set up Wings of Mercy very purposefully to get the most people possible involved in the ministry. And so you don't have to be a pilot to help out. You can help in so many different ways. And one of them is just offering your financial assistance to get that fuel.
And you can even get pancakes as you help.
Absolutely.
As you help.
You can eat some of those great Lions Club pancakes.
Now, they usually have juice out there and
pancakes. There's juice and milk. And we've got some wonderful sponsors who are fixing us up with that. And, it's just, it's a great breakfast, and bring the kids, and they can take that free flight. We're also going to have some flights for donations available. So if you would like to make a donation and take a flight with one of our Wings of Mercy pilots, you can do that. We'll have some warbirds there. It's really interesting aircraft to see. So it's
what
just kind a big of aviation have, you know? Event. I think, oh, no, see, those guys are going to kill me that I don't know the name of the planes. There's like trainers.
Trainers. Okay.
Yeah. And we're going to have, let's see if Karen put that on here. We're going to have an L-39 Albatross fighter jet and a helicopter. The Amway helicopter is going to be there. And some home-built airplanes that are always really interesting to look at.
Yeah.
And then the Vintage Car Club of Holland will have some vintage cars out there to look at. So lots of really fun stuff and aviation-related to just help the airport, too. I mean, we really want to support our West Michigan Regional Airport. And we use that airport quite frequently for our Wings of Mercy flights.
Yeah.
And it's great to get people out there to see what's going on.
What's going to be the parking situation this year?
I believe there's going to be parking right there in front of Tulip City Air Service.
Okay.
So and you can park along the road, too.
Okay.
So
got a call here.
Okay.
Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yeah, how come these big kids, we don't get a free ride on our plane?
How come you don't get a free ride on the plane?
Yeah, just what it was the age limit. How about us big kids?
Well, the Young Eagles are actually for kids 8 to 17, but like I said, you can get a ride on a plane for a donation to Wings of Mercy. You can ride with one of our Wings of Mercy pilots.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. 395-1450 is our number here if you'd like to talk to our guest this morning, and our line is open for you. And we're talking about the Wings of Mercy air affair that's going on Saturday from 8 until when?
Till noon.
Till
8
noon.
Till noon.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can get a late breakfast?
Yes. Yes.
And you go through the line and you can buy your tickets right at the
You can buy your tickets right there, yes.
Yeah. And how much are they?
It's $6 for a single and $25 for a family, and that would be up to 6 members for your family.
Got a call here. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yes.
Yes, you're on.
A few years ago, I took a ride from that airport there and on a warbird.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. It was a 2-seater, so I sat behind the pilot.
Uh-huh.
And it was a great time. He said he wanted to know what type of movement I would feel comfortable with, and I said, well, I always like these turns. just flip one wing down and one wing up in the air.
Oh, that's great.
And that was awesome. I just loved it. I wasn't scared, and he kept talking to me through the ear piece. And
oh, that sounds like fun.
It was well worth it. I'll never forget it.
Oh, yeah. That's
well,
great.
Glad you enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Well, my first airplane ride, after all that, was when I was in the Army, and I was working at the Lake Charles Army Air Force Base in Louisiana, and I was in tech supply, so I got to see all the pilots and the crews and that sort of thing for the B-26. And I asked one of the pilots one day, hey, how about a ride? He said, sure, when do you want to go? I said, this afternoon? Okay, I'll sign you on as a crew. That was my first ride.
Oh, that's great.
So about a 4-hour ride all over the Gulf of Mexico and Texas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. Well, I went up last year, and it was really fun. I went up with the formation flyers, and that's really exciting.
Uh-huh.
Very exciting. But general aviation planes are just fun because you feel like you're flying. I mean, it's not like getting on a big jet.
I know it.
You're just right there, and you look out, and you're like, wow, this is so cool, and you're flying lower, and it's just really fun.
I just like the little Cessnas and so on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's flying.
Exactly. Yeah. It's great. Come out and try a flight. We'd love to have you.
Now, last year, I was out there and having breakfast, and a young man sat across from me, and we started talking about one thing and another, I said, what is your, how come you're here? And he had a kind of coveralls on. And he says, well, I fly that helicopter out there. He was a Coast Guard
helicopter
pilot.
Yeah, that's
We had the Coast Guard out last year. I'm not sure they're going to be able to come this year, but we will have the Amway guys again, and that's okay. A nice helicopter.
Yeah.
That's really fun to look at. We'll have some static displays and then some that will be available.
Had a real interesting conversation after that.
I bet. Yeah. I bet. Yeah.
So you never know who you're going to sit with.
That's exactly right.
At breakfast.
Yeah.
It's a lot of a fun thing.
Yeah. It is fun. It's just a great community event.
Yeah.
And we love to use these events to get our message out to our community.
Yeah.
Because we're always looking for pilots. We're always wanting to know who is in need of our services. And so getting to know the people in our community is the best way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long does it usually take to get a flight together?
To get a flight together, we have a streamlined application process. And so usually you can just download our forms from our website and then send them in and via fax. And we just can look it over and get you approved really quick. And then an approval is good for a whole year. So people who need to go numerous times, they don't have to reapply every time.
That's good. Yeah. And I thought we had a call here, and I guess not. Our number is 395-1450. If you want to call, talk to our guests this morning, I'll be happy to take your call. Our line is open for you. And let's see, we better take a look at our weather. Weather is very important to aviation as well.
Absolutely.
And the Holland Downtown forecast brought to you by the Wooden Shoe Restaurant. Come in for lunch and pick a pair. And the weather outlook for today is very nice, very nice. Looks like we're going to have a nice day today for the beach as well. Sunny with a high of 83, and tonight it'll be clear with a low of 66. And tomorrow, abundant sunshine with a high of 87. And on Wednesday, a high of 86 with some sun and some clouds. Right now we're at about 69 degrees here in the Tulip City, so good day today. And let's see, what's the water at the beach is 66 and the green flag is flying. So temperature is just about right to go in the water if you feel a little daring. We're talking to Grace this morning from the Wings of Mercy program, and if you have a question for her, you may call us at 395-1450. Wings of Mercy is putting on the Air Affair on August 24th, that is Saturday, so if you've just tuned in, circle the date on your calendar. You can go out to the airport about 8 o'clock and have your breakfast, or you can go until 12 noon, for that matter, and have your breakfast. Some people
Absolutely.
Have breakfast late, so that's all right with us, too. And you can enjoy a breakfast in a kind of fun atmosphere.
It is very fun.
Something going on all the time.
Yes.
If you look out the door, there's planes, and you'll see the kids with these. How do they make these planes that the kids are riding around in?
Oh, the pedal planes?
Yeah.
I think we had some pretty dedicated grandfathers who did some of those. Yes, they were all custom built.
And
just beautiful. Oh, those planes were so beautifully made. So, yeah, that's great for the little kids. And then the older kids can actually make a balsam wood plane that's got a propeller on it that's, you know, run by a rubber band, of course, and fly those around. And we'll have face painters. And this year we're having a balloon artist who does airplane hats out of balloons, which is really fun. And lots of stuff for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want it to be a family-friendly outing. So bring the whole family.
Bring the whole family.
Absolutely.
Everybody have breakfast.
Yes.
They have pancakes and sausages and
lots
and of syrup and all the
juice and milk and
everything
to make a great pancake breakfast.
Yes,
thanks
indeed.
To the Holland Lions. Yes.
All right, and it's $6.
Yes.
Are kids any less or?
It's $25 for the family, so you can bring your
family.
6-member family,
okay.
Up to 6 people and get in for $25. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
And
it is a fundraiser. I mean, so we are trying to raise money for that fuel.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But all these things going on at the same time, and while you're eating your breakfast, you're seeing, oh, there goes a plane there. Oh, where's that one going? And you don't know what's going on. But
it's
some of them are going for rides, and some aren't. And now, if you want to ride in an airplane, it's a good idea to sign up early.
Yes, especially if you want to do the Young Eagle flight.
Yeah.
Just come early so that you'll have time to fill out the information that they need. But we've streamlined the process, so there shouldn't be long lines or anything. We've got lots of volunteers helping us this year to get the kids on and off the planes. That's a 20-minute ride for our first-time aviation flyers.
Yeah.
So
it's
really fun. Really fun.
So if you have a young person in your family that is interested in flying, I used to read Flying Magazine.
Did you?
Many years ago, and read all the ads about how much a plane costs and so on.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot then.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot now.
yeah. Planes are pretty expensive.
Yes, they
Aviation's
are.
A pretty expensive hobby.
Yeah.
But that's why it's so wonderful that these guys, our pilots, use those planes and they use their skills to help other people. And so they get some time in their airplane, which they always love. I mean, they look for reasons to fly.
Yeah.
But to be able to take your plane up and help somebody else and know that
that's
you have
great.
A community of people who want to help you with the fuel costs.
What's the flight? How long is the flight to Rochester?
Well, it depends on how big the plane is, but it's usually a couple of hours. They go over the lake, a couple of hours probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So even if it's an emergency almost, you could do that, couldn't you?
Oh, sure. We fly a lot to the Madison, Wisconsin, to the University of Wisconsin. We have transplant patients who get their kidneys, pancreas, transplants there.
Oh.
And so that's just a straight shot across the lake. And we just helped a guy get a new kidney.
Really?
So, yeah, that's exciting. That's exciting to be able to help. And, it's just one of those things, you don't know what a process that is until you go through it with someone, because he went over there 3 times before they had a good match for him.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So you learn, about the whole process that goes into some of these really devastating diagnoses that people get.
Yeah.
And it is so great to be able to help them with just one little piece of it, just providing them with transportation.
These
it's
pilots
huge.
Have to be ready to go anytime, day or night, 24/7.
Yes. Yes, we can put a need out, and it's for a transplant patient, especially because time they usually have 8 hours to get there, but that's not much.
That
sometimes
isn't
it's
much.
A lot quicker than that.
You land at the airport and have to get them to the facility and all that.
Right. So our guys are so great. The pilots are so generous.
Mm-hmm.
Pete says they're the greatest group of givers he's ever known.
Yes.
have you heard him say that?
And, of course, he started it. So
he did.
He knows.
And he's a pilot.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah.
He knows. Yeah.
And who do they call if they want to get more information or if they want to get a flight?
Oh, you can call me at the office right there at Wings of Mercy. Just you can check our website. But if you know someone who could benefit from our services, or if you are a pilot and you would like to volunteer your services, just call the office and we will be happy to talk to you.
Now, they'll go over your financial situation. They have to make sure that you're qualified to
utilize
the
Wings
of Mercy.
For our recipients, absolutely. We make sure that you have both a medical and a financial need for our service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then once you're established to that extent, you don't have to go through that every time you take a flight.
Right. It's good for a whole year.
Good for a year. So,
yeah.
And by that time,
how it works.
By that time, usually people can be cured or otherwise some other outcome which isn't so pleasant.
Right. And that's part of what we do. We can't guarantee that anyone is going to get better because of our services, but we can guarantee that they're going to feel like they've got the support of their community and they've got people who care about them and that they matter, and that there's a couple of pilots who'll give up, a whole day to take them to the doctor.
Well, they get the feeling that everything is being done for them and it can
absolutely.
Be done.
Absolutely. I mean, if you have this big question mark about something that's going on with your health and you have to live with it because you can't afford to get that question answered. That's a huge burden to you. So it helps immensely for families who have a sick loved one to be able to get those answers.
About how many pilots are committed?
We have between 40 and 50 with a plane, and then probably another 100 who serve as a second in command.
Oh, yeah.
So we have the pilot, who owns the plane, and then if he needs a second in command, we'll just call up one of those guys.
So you have people available almost any time.
Yes.
They have to have a need tomorrow, you could take care
of
that.
Right. We would sure do our best to get them a flight. Yes.
How many people work in your office that keep up on all this?
There's just the two of us.
Really?
In the office, yeah. We keep our overhead really low. But that's a good thing because we want to be able to pay for that fuel.
Yeah.
But we want to spend our money the way that it will help the most people.
Yeah.
So we don't have a lot of employees. We have lots of volunteers. We have a great group of volunteers that helps us with things like the care fairs. And we have a whole committee of very committed people who are willing to give up their time to help us raise money. So that is wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just a gift.
And the $6 you spend for your breakfast is good, but if you can't get there, you can always send in money to Wings of Mercy. And what's the address for Wings of Mercy?
Our address is 100 South Pine Street, and that's in Zeeland, 49464.
Okay.
Yeah, right there at City on a Hill.
You can
go to our website at www.wingsofmercy.org and donate online, or just Google Wings of Mercy, and it's all right there, and you can make a donation online.
Okay. So if you can't make the breakfast, make a donation and help the Wings of Mercy along.
Absolutely.
The need goes on.
Oh, it does. It does.
And as long as gas keeps going up.
Yes. Yes. We are. We always have people in need of our services. That's one thing that we just, you just see more and more. And the economy is kind of getting better.
Yeah.
But there's still lots of people who fall through the cracks. So
indeed.
We want to help them.
Indeed.
Yeah.
What is aviation gas now? About $6 a gallon?
Yeah, it can be a lot more than that.
Really?
It's $8 on the East Coast. More.
Mm.
Yeah. It's expensive. It's very expensive.
Oh, boy. Well, and these planes don't get 40 miles a gallon either.
We try to keep our fuel costs down.
I know you do.
If we have people who are not, like, say, to Rochester, if we have two different patients who need to go there, we try to coordinate it to where they can go together in a larger plane and save those fuel dollars.
Don't forget, that is the Wings of Mercy breakfast.
Yes.
It's coming up Saturday, 8 o'clock to noon. And it's at the local airport.
It is, West Michigan Regional, formerly known as Tulip City.
Everything out there, you're going to see a lot of action because there'll be planes, there'll be cars, there'll be kids around having a good time.
That's right, that's right.
Kids will be taking their first flight, many of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And the rest of us will be eating breakfast. So
that's right.
You get out there and help us, okay? Okay.
Wonderful.
Wings of Mercy Breakfast Air Affair, they call it, and that's at the airport Saturday. All right. Grace, it's nice having you here.
Oh, it was wonderful to be here, too.
Thank you so much. And we thank Pete for his activities in Wings of Mercy and bringing
Pete's
it all
about. Pete's doing great.
Yeah.
He's 90 and still going strong.
Yeah.
So
good.
He's so proud of us.
All right. Wish him well.